Back here on today's Lanley Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Norwalk State Girls Wrestling Qualifier Katie Lidke. And Katie, thanks for joining us today. And first off, just how excited are you to be representing the Warriors at the State Wrestling Championships this week?
I'm super excited. I'm glad that I'm getting this opportunity to go to state and show my talent and represent Norwalk.
And we're going to talk a little bit about getting that opportunity here in a second. But overall on the season, 28-15 on the year in the 170-pound weight division with 136 match points. Overall, coming into the regional tournament, what was just kind of your thoughts on how this season had gone for you going into Friday night?
I thought I had a really good season, and I was hoping to extend it. Obviously, I was a little nervous going in, but I'm glad that it worked out the way it did on Friday and that I was able to wrestle back.
You talk about being able to wrestle back and some of those nerves. I can't imagine the amount of nerves after that first match against Urbandale's Peyton Trainer. They're a 4-3 decision, a narrow loss, too, where it's you were right there on the doorstep. After that first match, what was kind of your mindset to be able to bounce back for that second match, to be able to try to wrestle your way back into the state tournament?
I pushed that first match to the back of my head, and I was like, okay, we got that match out of the way. We got to go and get a fire under our butt to go to state and get that second place.
And following that up, the consolation bracket, you started with the fall at the three-minute mark against Toral and Simmons of Des Moines Public Schools. And just getting that win following the match against the Urbandale wrestler, too, how big was that just for the confidence going into the rest of the consolation bracket to just get that first win back under your belt?
It was definitely a confidence booster, and a lot of those nerves went away after that match. I felt like good going into that match, and I knew that I won that match, and I knew that I had to wrestle Rock and River, which we'd go back and forth, but I was glad that I had that win. And then going into that third match, I knew that I could beat her, I guess.
Very fair point. And you look at the rest of them, you had the match against Valley, another fall there. Come back in the third place match to get the 4-1 decision over the Raccoon River Northwest wrestler, and just being able to bounce back in that way, get to that third place match and put yourself in a position there as an individual. You know, wrestling is kind of a different sport where it's not as much as a team as a lot of other sports, and being able to do that or on the big stage like that, how big is that going into knowing now that you're going to be competing at the state championships, knowing that, you know, regardless of how matches are going, you are able to battle back and fight through the adversity of maybe an early loss or something like that to still come out with a great finish?
It felt good. I'm really glad. And even if I go into the state tournament and lose that first match, I know that I have the ability to wrestle back and face the adversity and make it to that third place match and just do the same thing I did at regionals and just fight my way through.
And again, we're talking to Katie Lidke, the state qualifying girls wrestler for the Norwalk girls wrestling team. And before we totally wrap up on that regional meet, the final match came down to a familiar opponent with Dallas Center Grimes, right? And being able to knock off not only the person across the map from you there in that second place match, but knowing that that is also a Little Hawkeye Conference opponent that you, I'm fairly confident, have seen throughout the year. When you just look at being able to knock that person off to be able to qualify for state, what was that feeling like knowing that it was going to be a tough match against someone who you were familiar with?
Well, I talked with my coach and we had a plan going in and we're super confident about that plan. And we talked to a couple other wrestlers that had wrestled her throughout the night and, you know, just got the basis of what she was feeling like and looking like. And I knew that I could beat her if I had the right match and had the right outcome. And it felt amazing when I won, but obviously when wrestling her throughout the year, I knew that we were going to have to wrestle at regionals. So just learning her wrestling style was helpful.
And I know that you're not looking at the bracket ahead of time before the state championships here, just not to try to psych yourself out. But one thing I know, I'm sure you are aware of, is tentatively you are the 13 seed coming into the bracket there. So coming in, the expectation is maybe not necessarily there. What's kind of your feeling like with that, knowing that going in, you'll face one of the top wrestlers, but also have a chance to kind of prove yourself over there at Extreme Arena?
I'm glad that I'm ranked where I am. I think being the underdog is something I like, and just going out there and messing some stuff up, being really low ranked and going against a higher ranked girl and beating them. I think it's super cool to go out and be the underdog.
And with that too, one thing to ask is just looking at the way that this is set up, wrestling is a demanding sport, right? And there's an opportunity that you wrestle twice on Thursday, potentially three times on Thursday. And when you look at that and just the way that the bracket's kind of set up, how do you kind of mentally get yourself in the right mindset to go into, you know, a physically demanding sport like wrestling and prepare for two, three matches in a day like that?
Get my mind right first. And like, obviously, if I'm stressed, I'll have a talk with my coach and make sure that I get my mind right first before I get my body right, because then we can go and we can have a good warm up and then basically get that first match out of the way during warm ups. And then I feel good and confident that going into that first match that I can go and win. And then if we do win, we go the next match. You just take one match at a time.
And one thing before we let you go here, going into it, lots of girls are going to want to win the state championship. Lots of girls are going to want to go and represent their school. When you talk about going over to Extreme Arena and representing Norwalk in the state championships, what overall is kind of the thing that you're looking forward to most about just having that ability to represent the Warriors on that stage this Thursday and Friday?
I'm just looking and wearing that Norwalk singlet and representing in our school and all the other sports and all the other girls and boy wrestlers, and showing that Norwalk is a school that you should be scared of and that we can go out and win those titles.
Absolutely. And one quick question too as well, because I know that wrestling is a newer sanctioned sport as well for the Girls High School Athletic Union, and the sport is continuing to grow, right? This year splitting into two classes. What would be your word of advice to those who are maybe considering wrestling in years future, or, you know, have the ability to step in as freshmen or things like that next year, that are looking into getting into wrestling and want to have the opportunity to get to the level that you've gotten to now and get to go compete at Extreme Arena in Coralville?
Just go out and have fun. I know I've struggled with, before wrestling season had even started, like, if I'm going to go out. You'd go out and you're going to have fun and you're going to have a lot of success and you're going to have a lot of loss. But if you go out and you have fun, you're going to eventually find that success and it's going to work for you and you're going to go big.
Katie, appreciate the time and best of luck at Extreme Arena.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Katie Lidke, the Norwalk Girls State Qualifying Wrestler, here on today's Lanley Radio Sports page.